You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? It's the Real Housewives of Potomac Season 3 Reunion Part 2 After Show. We are so excited. We saw the husbands join. We got a little bit into Monique and Shasha. And we have a very, very special guest for you tonight. Make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
I ain't going back and forth with you people. I'm living my best life. Hey.
Ain't going back and forth with you people.
If this is not an anthem for life, to live your best life and not go back and forth with nobody. What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back. We are Real Housewives of Potomac After Show Reunion Part 2. This is the last one for like a long time. I'm really sad. What's up? Of course, I'm your girl, Felicia Michelle. And to my left, I have my two favorites.
We over here living our best life, y'all. Yes. It's your boy, Jay Lamar.
And it's your girl, Imani J, living her very best life.
All right. That's
Can just we just one moment for Monty's whole outfit? Like just yes. Yes, show them the braids.
Everything.
Monty came dressed better than a woman who actually at the reunion. I'm just saying. It's not shade if it's true. It can only be shady if it's a lie.
I will give you number two next to Monique.
Monique didn't take it.
She did. So really quick, let's get into this because we have a lot of stuff to talk about. The husbands joined, Monique and Shasha finally came out, and you guys, we have Candace in the building with us tonight, so I'm excited. Woo! So we're going to give her a call in just a second. But first, the husbands came out. That's like my favorite part of a reunion. But wait, overall thoughts on this reunion part two?
I think that it all could have been one episode.
Yes.
It all could have been one episode. Yes. It wasn't too much that was like, oh my gosh. I mean, it was a couple mouth-dropping moments, but I feel like they couldn't combine those into the first episode.
Yeah, and then I love the husbands being on there too, especially with I can't even think of the lady's name. Just having the husbands there
the
to
Black
have
Bill
the
Gates.
Yeah, you know, his wife had that whole meltdown, right. So it felt good to have that comfort from the husbands, and even seeing Ashley and Michael kind of bonding, something that we really didn't get to
weird.
See.
It was weird.
It was still nice to see them all bonding with their
a little strange. But I agree with Jay Lamar. We were just talking about that before the show. Like, this kind of could have just been one episode with properly spaced commercials. Breaks that could have had us, you know, but hey, then we wouldn't have had another show here with ourselves. So you guys, the husbands joined. So you said you liked seeing Michael there with Ashley. Did you guys expect him to cry? Because Lord knows I didn't think, and it was kind of scary when he cried.
Yeah. He was crying when he was arguing with Ray. Like, he was crying before that. And so he wasn't just crying because of Ashley. I think he was crying before
that. Tearing up.
So he just put it on for that
moment.
He
did. Them crocodile Australian tears.
Oh.
You don't think that... Oh, you think he was faking the whole crying about Ashley's abortion and whatnot?
No. Not her abortion. Her miscarriage.
I mean, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's not put that out there.
No, her miscarriage. Yeah. No, I think
that's how rumors get started. That was an accident.
That was an accident.
Let me retract that.
No, I think that it was a very genuine cry at that moment, but I really thought it was his allergies. I'm like, who is allergies messing up? He all red and pink and stuff. I thought it was allergies.
But you know what? I really like that moment because I don't know if maybe this whole season they were just playing this whole Michael didn't want to have a baby with her. And so now they're exposing the real. And maybe they genuinely, like, really love each other. Because you see, they're taking trips everywhere and just lovey-dovey.
It's a bunch of people that travel.
So there was a correction in the comments. Okay. I think last week we said that Michael was 73.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said, no, that's another Australian millionaire with the same name as Michael.
Oh,
but Michael is 60, like mid-60s. Like 60.
They're 29 years apart, whatever.
Oh, so, okay, yeah, that makes sense. She's 30 now. So, yeah, he's about 60 then.
He's 60-something. That's still a lot.
It's still a lot. That's still a huge age gap. Love overpowers it all. Oh, here she goes.
Would you just tell Peter Thomas how you feel about him, please?
You know what? Not Peter, okay?
That's
who is it this week?
Okay, moving on.
She don't want to talk about her love for older men, but that's okay. It's because another couple that I really like to see is your favorite, Chris and Monique. I was like, that is so beautiful, like the way he just was so supportive of her. And first off, Chris looks amazing. He lost his weight and he like slimmed down.
He said 30 pounds.
Yeah, something like that. You know, 35. They're 35 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of weight.
That is
on
that
a big guy like that. But no, but he did a really good job. Oh, and also Candace's husband, Chris. I thought he did very well for his first reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
They seem to blend very well. Mm-hmm. They seem to blend very well with the rest of the cast.
Like, you can see why they are married and where they connect with each other and why they make a really strong.
And then you can see, like, he doesn't want any beef with anybody. He's kind of like the Greg Leakes. Like, he just wants to, like, make everybody laugh and have fun with everybody. He doesn't want to be, like, known as, like, the mean catty husband, like
nobody.
I don't
wants
think
to be
anyone
that.
Besides Michael.
We've I'm about seen to say, come Michael. On now, Michael has Michael. That role on lock. Like, right. Peter Thomas had it for Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, there's always that one husband that is just like the vengeance.
In the mix.
There is always one, but then there's like also two like nice guys. Like, obviously they're married to these women; these are their wives, and there's only but so much attacking somebody's wife that you can do. So I always wonder, like, you know, I've never seen Chris step out of his character, but I just wonder if
I think
like
he's about that life.
I think he will defend his woman, but I mean, we've never seen him step out of character. He's never been forced to, just like we never saw Ray do that until this season when he felt like he had to speak up. When Ray told Michael to get the F out of here and to get up out of his, I was like, Ray, are you about to throw hands on this man? Like, you need to.
No, both of them look like they were ready. Karen Huger and the husband. Because she was like,
they were playing no games.
None.
She wiped her tears and she got right back out there.
She sure did.
She did. Real strong.
Came back.
I'm not even mad at that. But you know what, though? I really wish that we got to see a little bit more with the husbands. Like, they had some more, like, some deeper questions. Even though Karen did shut it down, though.
Mm-hmm.
She shut that down, like, wasn't nobody's business.
I feel like the husbands, like, they came and they gave us just enough. I feel like, really, we wanted to see Ray and Michael go at it.
Oh,
that's
really,
nobody else's husbands were really into any of the drama in the mix this season. Of course, I would have loved Monique and Chris to talk more about the issue that they had prior to her going to France. But that was resolved and over with. But I really wanted to see Ray and Michael, like, go at it. And they did to some extent. But I did want to hear what Ray and Karen had up their sleeve. Because Ray was like, oh, we got something on you. Karen, like,
yeah. Yeah, and I was like, are they making that up? They're like, your businesses aren't doing so well either. And I was like, well, spill the tea.
I
like,
mean, but
what's
anybody
going
knows
on?
That's a businessman. You have good times, you have bad times, you have issue after issue. You're a businessman, you take a risk.
I mean, but they did bring up, what was it, London or Grindr?
Grinder.
As Karen called it, the Grindr.
The Grindr.
Which, if you guys don't know what a Grindr is, the Grindr is a app for same gender loving men to partake in, to find extracurricular activities in the bedroom.
Pop that thing.
Toot that thing up. Why we got
speaking of tooting it up, we can Jay Lamar.
That ain't my
tell
intro.
Tell them where you toot it up. Tell them where you can toot it up.
Currently in downtown Los Angeles.
Y'all, sorry.
Dropping this location.
But you know what? Here in North Hollywood, this is what we do. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces shows for nearly all of your favorite after shows. Yes, all of your favorite after shows. From dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder than we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that tailors everything that you're looking for and help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, those are optional. You can turn them off. So hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV channels as well. Let us know in the comments what you think. And thank you so much for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Thank you guys so much.
Yes. Toot that thing up.
Toot that thing up. Mama let it work.
Speaking of people who to join the reunion, we saw finally Sasha. Sasha looked like the emoji. Like, didn't she look like that emoji? Like the red one with the dress? She looked amazing, though.
Arriba, arriba.
So we saw... J. Lamar's ready to start. So we saw Sasha come in. Did you expect her appearance on the reunion to go how it went?
No, absolutely not.
I feel like it was whack.
It was very whack. She looked better than what she gave during the reunion. Like, if she was like a Cynthia Bailey. Y'all know how... Cynthia get paid to sit there and be the prettiest housewife. That's her job. That's it. She has no other job. She a little drama here and there, but that's it.
You gonna start something with them. Do you hear that? They hear you say Cynthia's the prettiest, but okay.
She's very gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very gorgeous.
But I feel like, you know, Charisse was just paid to just sit there and go at it back and forth. I mean, her back and forth banter with Monique wasn't even good.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was just like you have a hidden agenda or you have a jealousy because somebody has came into your city. Somebody that you brought into your city has came into your city and they've excelled further than you and you're mad about it. Mm-hmm. She just sat there with that jealous Giselle face.
Yes, she did.
She looked just like Giselle.
Because I just cannot understand it. Like, they really had a genuine friendship from what Karen said
and Monique's husband.
And Monique's husband. Mm-hmm. He's like, I love Sasha. So it just really makes no sense. Yeah.
So confusing.
It just was really whack because it didn't really get to the core of the issue. So the core of the issue really came in that you started this whole thing. Maybe Monique came and went on with it, but at least she kind of confessed her part to it and you didn't want to confess your part. I think that whole issue is just so strange to me. Like, just say you did it.
But I don't think that's the only issue, though.
Yeah, it can't be the only issue.
That can't be the only issue because even...
I think she's a hater.
They briefly mentioned it how... Sasha said, no, I didn't say she was using my contacts, but we seen in the episode she kind of accentuated, like, yeah, I agree, she did.
Mm-hmm. I think once it got planted into her head, then that's what she kind of went off of, and she kind of allowed herself to be a little bit manipulated in the situation, too. That's kind of why I think Giselle's not pressing the whole you bringing Kendall around issue, because at the end of the day, like... your friendship with Monique's ruined anyway, so the ramifications have already happened, and now it's out there. So I just, nah.
Yeah, did Charisse not confirm that she was a part of the
bringing? That was my confusion, because she admitted that she was the one that introduced.
And then Giselle attacked Monique.
Yeah.
So it was just like,
Giselle put the idea in Sasha's head that this is what Monique is trying to do. Sasha and Monique had a whole plan. Monique spilled the beans when it was all coming down on her. Mm-hmm. And now Sasha's like, wait, okay. And Giselle never liked Monique anyway, so them not being friends doesn't matter to her. I just felt like, okay, let's just get back to the actual what happened on the episode. It was corny. It was so whack and did not give us the answer that we wanted. Like, it just was whack.
And I agree with what Monique was saying. Like, Charisse offers her friends, offer the mm-hmm. people that she hires to do stuff. Oh, you should go with this masseuse, or you should go with this person, and you should go with that person. And because...
they argued over the difference between a massage therapist and a masseuse. What's the difference?
I think we need to figure that out.
I don't know the difference.
If y'all know in the live chat, what's the difference?
Well, Monique said a masseuse do a little more, so I'm like, happy ending.
I don't know what she was talking about.
Maybe they do the rocks and the stones.
I don't know what rich people do when they get rubbed down. I'm not sure. I don't have five houses.
I'm about to find out.
I'm about to find out this year.
That. Y'all with it?
Yeah, we with it.
Look.
Rich people problems. That's rich people
problems. So speaking of rich people problems, we have the newest housewife on there, right? Because I'm just saying this because, you know, people came at her sideways for her money, but she's rich and she is a established entrepreneur.
Yes,
she has her own pageant consulting, and on top of that, her Prima hairline, you know, she rocking her hair, she rocks all the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to get Candace on the line in a little bit. So if you're on the live chat now, I'm please going to ask you to just send any questions that you might have for Candace. I can't confirm or deny that J. Lamar is going to read them or not, or I'm going to read them or not, but y'all, send them in, because we want to know what you have to say to Candace. So we're going to get her on the line. So really quick, while we're getting Candace on, were you here for Andy's reactions this episode or not? Yay or nay?
Yay.
You were here for
Andy
it?
Andy is so messy.
He's every usually time. More shady, though. He's just like a little bit more. Hey, Candace.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on.
Girl, you got that Colgate yes. smile. Come yes. on now, Colgate smile. Yes.
Let us see all yes. the teeth. Beautiful. So, Candace, they're really excited to have you in the live chat, and we're excited to have you on here, too. So, first things first, congratulations.
Yes, woo, congrats.
Woo. Show us the ring.
Hey, that's if he great. Likes it, then he put a ring on it. Hey.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Yes, he did, honey.
He ooh. Did that.
So, there are wedding gifts all over my house. So, that's a wedding gift. Excuse that. That should not be there, but they're everywhere.
I'm about to say, can you open one with us?
Yes, they're so boxes cute. All over.
So no, they are. So I've been on your IG live, and you're like, look at all these boxes. Look at your house. Wow. Looks like a Amazon.
It's a warehouse. My house is an Amazon warehouse. Yeah, that's true.
Amazon yeah. fulfillment yeah. center going on.
So let's get into the big day a little bit. So tell us like about the day. Oh, you're still like, oh, so cute. So tell us a little bit yeah, about the day.
Yes. No, the wedding was literally like a dream. It was like a movie. It was literally a fairy tale. And that sounds so trite and so overdone. But when I walked into the ceremony space, I felt like I was walking into, what's that? What's the movie with?
Coming to America.
The movie with Jennifer Lewis, where she had the humans hanging from the ceiling. Oh. And she's like,
a diary of a no, yeah, Tyler Perry family reunion.
Yes.
Yeah. When I walked in, that car, it was like that. It was like, oh, it was that like immaculate and just angelic and gorgeous.
So we actually have pictures of you and Chris on your big day too. Your dress was so beautiful. Did you have two dresses? It looked like
So
we see you here in the exclusive to people. So you know our show comes on Mondays, and you got married on a Saturday, and honey, I was sniffing all through the internets trying to find any little bit of picture, and I was like, somebody got the exclusive on those photos. They look so nice. You guys look so happy.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh my God,
the hall
so
is
beautiful.
Everything. Venue's beautiful. Like yes, gorgeous.
The Andrew Mellon Auditorium in Washington, D.C. It's one of the premier venues in D.C. And when I saw it, I knew this is my wedding venue. It's just grand enough to fit my dress and my crazy-ass personality.
So. It's dope. So, sis, this is Jay Lamar. How you doing? I got a question.
Hi, Lamar.
So, did we go over budget or no?
Y'all not going into this budget down. Yeah. We went over budget.
It's okay.
We did.
Wow. We was trying to crunch the numbers, and I was like, it's probably going to not be able to hit that. But I feel like it's worth it, no?
Yeah, I said she done bought two houses.
Stress. Like, the week leading up to the wedding, I was like, can I cuss on this show?
Yeah.
The week before, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm done. There were too many moving parts. It was too many requests, too many demands, too many opinions, and I was like, I'm done. Like, just throw the whole thing away. But when I walked into the room, into the ceremony that afternoon, it was like all worth it. Literally all worth it. All the issues, all the crying, all the yelling and screaming, all the opinions, all the money and the checks that were written. Because I was writing checks the day before the wedding.
Like, Lord,
yeah.
All of it was worth it. It was, and even Chris, who was complaining, as you saw on the show, about me and the effing trees, mm-hmm. and my mom complaining about everything. All of it was worth it at the end. They all said that it was completely worth every piece of drama and every dollar that was spent. It was incredible.
That is really beautiful. So I have a question. This is Imani. So the ladies gave you a really hard time about just a really hard time. But you talk a lot about your accomplishments, and I see nothing wrong with that because you should be proud of your accomplishments. So how does it feel to be really the only lady on this show who didn't technically, like, marry up?
Ooh.
Let's talk about it, sis.
Yes. That young entrepreneurship.
Well, okay. You know what is so funny? That it's so funny because literally the entire season, I don't think I personally heard anyone make that statement. And I'm sitting over here minding my business, moisturizing, doing what I do. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what's really going on? Because And I did say this, that everyone on the stage, on the stage here, is a kept ass bitch. So what are you talking about? And I'm not one to brag about my accomplishments or, you know, what I have or what my family has. And I still don't think that I was a braggart for the most part. But those are the facts, jack.com/edu.
Yes. Period. Okay. Period.
Period.
Yes.
Period and then some. That was what was so baffling to me is that, you know, it's fine to marry up and marry well. I wish that I had taken the class on how to do that.
Honey, us too.
I know where the class at.
I'm teaching this.
That will teach you how to do it. I worked in a very upper class, like highfalutin hotel, and I would see these women walk into the hotel and just, they had a different bag of money / man on their arm every time I saw them. And it's like, teach me your ways. How do you do this?
Oh, baby, you got escorting?
Well, I know it was some money at her wedding. I wish she would have invited us to the wedding. We all could have met somebody at the wedding.
I know.
Well,
yes, the concubine art, that's an art form too.
Yeah.
But no, I have no issue and no problem. I don't judge women who, you know, who find a good thing, even if it comes in like a bag of bones with saggy balls. If he has money, that's fine. That's okay. But don't criticize me. Don't come for me because I came out of the coochie of the woman who gave me the money.
Let them know. Like, there's nothing wrong with being you shouldn't be ashamed of generational wealth. Like, your parents worked very hard to get you.
People do it all the time.
Big facts.
All the time.
All the time.
Big facts.
And those are the facts. Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you for saying. From people who didn't. Who wasn't able to get that blessing.
So.
Yeah, for sure. So question. So just to piggyback off of, it's Felicia. I didn't even introduce myself. Sorry. hey, girl. So to piggyback off of Imani, I was wondering, like being a brand new housewife, do you feel like that some of the instances with the ladies, you were just being hazed and not necessarily like that was their actual reaction or would be their actual reaction had they known you or you've been on the show with them in a previous season?
I think that there, in any instance, when you come into a housewife scenario, there is an element of hazing that takes place, and you all are familiar with housewives culture, and that's just generally the culture. So yes,
we haze on this show too. So,
is anyone Greek? Because that comes from that HBCU Greek culture.
Oh no, we like to throw shade here. This is what we like to do. That's all.
That works too. So yeah, I do think that some of it did come from just a hazing sport, so to speak. But I do believe that, you know, people like Gisele Bryant just enjoy generally being mean-spirited and rude as hell sometimes. Charisse was enjoying being rude as hell. Mm-hmm. And it was fine because be rude, she gonna be rude right back. You can dish it, you can take it. And that's kind of how that went throughout the season.
Big facts. I understand that.
So you talked about how you like the moisturized. Uh-huh. That skin looking good.
Short.
Have you used Hue Cosmetics, Gisele's brand yet?
I have not. No. Well, okay, I lie. So this scene did not make it into the show. Mm-hmm. But she had a shindig, a party of some sort at like this big warehouse in DC, and it was a really nice party. Mm-hmm. And while I was like standing around waiting and doing whatever, I was like, well, I was already beat down. I come with a full face. Yes. And I generally don't deviate from what I know, but I took off like just this little part of my jawbone. Mm-hmm. And let them put a little bit right here,
a little contour.
And it was nice.
Scale from 1 to 10, what was it?
Well, you know what? I cannot say because I did not put it on my whole face.
Okay.
And I feel like I would need to put it on my whole face to really give you an accurate depiction of my opinion. However, I am, and I've said this to her many times, I'm very proud of her and I'm really excited for her because whatever the product's quality is, she's doing something right because she's a target. She's a target. So that's huge, and I think that says a lot for Black women in entrepreneurship, and I will never downplay or talk down her endeavors because she's really worked hard, and it's just a great look for her, for her daughters to see their mother being so successful and doing so well. So that's I admire her her hard work and her acumen for business.
Did she get you a good wedding gift?
Did she come to the wedding? Is actually what we want to know.
I was going to leave it.
Let's get to the chase.
You know what? I, as much as I would love to spill all of those teas, I would get in a lot of trouble if I said yay or nay. I cannot say whether or not any of the ladies.
Can you say if we will see on season 4?
I cannot say anything.
It's okay.
I know.
Try it all the time. We know already.
We know already, Candace.
We just try it.
Y'all let somebody sneak a cell phone in.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
I got a cute little video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I did, girl.
I was drunk. I didn't see anything.
As you should have been. Right. As you should have been.
And I mean, I'm happy that you're an entrepreneur yourself. I'm mm-hmm. just black excellence all the way.
All the way.
So you're already, you've stepped into the pageant industry still. You're still building in that. And you have your hair collection going on. So is there
Prima
any...
Prima Hair Collection.
Prima Hair Collection. So is there any skincare something? Because, I mean...
You have beautiful skin.
Beautiful skin.
Yes. Beautiful.
I'm going to need the routine and all of that.
So I'm actually going to do either an IGTV or YouTube video of my skin routine. I actually do the 10-step Korean skincare routine.
10 steps.
Girl.
Google that. And so there are different variations of the 10 steps, but for the most part, it's going to include all the different steps. Uh-huh. And I'm just obsessed with just skincare products. And I love trying new things. And I love just massaging things into my face, all of my serums. Yeah. I recently got a steamer as a bridal shower gift.
Nice.
You're supposed to use it like once, twice a week, and I have to stop myself from using it like every day because it's just such a relaxing part of my routine. But to answer your question, my mother is like she's the sounding board for all of my businesses, and she's always been very supportive, of course, of all of my businesses. And she's been saying for some time now that the next big thing should be something in skincare. But with skincare, with everything, you have to be careful. But with skincare especially, you have to be very careful and spend time in a lab with a chemist and take mm-hmm. the time to really test out the products. And I want to make sure that whatever we put out is something that I love and that it's something that I want to use obsessively every day. So that is on the docket, but it's mm-hmm. coming a little later once we've nailed down all the other details.
I respect that you're putting that hard work into it, not just slapping your name on it private label style, because it's so easy to do that.
Yeah, it is.
But
it doesn't feel, it's not mine, you know. It doesn't feel like I didn't put my sweat, my blood, and my tears into it. And that's even with our hairline, the Prima Hair Collection, I don't fill a lot of the orders because we do most of that in our warehouse in Atlanta. But when orders do come to me, I take so much pride in being able to really take the time to, you know, with our gloves and you know, packaging the orders, knowing that someone...
It's just in pride in what you do.
...is to get this.
Right.
And it's going to make them feel their best. Our motto is, it's your standard of beauty and you have to own it. So I love that I'm able to put my stamp and my... my sparkle and my glitter on everything mm-hmm. that we do with Prima Hair Collection. So that's really important to me.
So one more question for you before you tell us who your MVP is this season. But question, what is your one regret this season? Or I mean, maybe number one. You might have more than one. I can't imagine watching yourself on TV. You're like, oh yeah, I'm great and wonderful. You're probably like, oh my God, I do that, I do this. But what's your one regret, or maybe a time you wish the camera wasn't rolling or we didn't find this particular thing out?
Well, I think, you know, it's to me, it's obvious what my one regret is. The big argument that Chris and I had in our bathroom, in our master bathroom.
It's 10:45.
I'm like, no makeup, puffy eyes. I was in my sweatshirt that I slept in from the night before. And Chris read that very heinous and awful text message of me criticizing him as a father and whatever else I said. That I don't regret that it was aired. Because, you know, I would have said it. I said what I said. I would have said it.
Gotcha.
But I regret that I allowed our argument to get to that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What people did not see is that you all saw like a very quick snippet of that argument. We were in that bathroom filming for almost 4 hours. And this just going back and forth. And then the night before, we had been texting back and forth. Literally, he was downstairs and I was upstairs in the bedroom, and we're just like arguing, texting.
Girl, you was not arguing with your man in the same house via text messaging.
It'd be like that.
And it just becomes, we have to text. Otherwise, we're like, we are screaming at each other. Okay. And it was really bad. So there was a lot of ugly exchanging going on.
I think it was a moment of growth for you, know? Yeah. I feel like when I saw it and then how you reflected on it and how you're and speaking to you right now about it, it seems like it was a point of growth and maybe it's a positive thing that it happened. It might not have been a positive in the moment, but a good came out of it because y'all is still married, girl. Pop your ring up. Let's see it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's all shiny and big.
What's that about 7 carats?
Yeah, now how many carats is the ring?
That's about 7 carats.
Give me about 10 years, I'll get my 7.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
I just have one final question. So as a beautiful, successful woman, and we hear this a lot in Hollywood, how it's hard for successful women to date. When you were dating prior to meeting Chris, was it hard for you to date because everybody kind of expected you to date a particular type of person?
Or a particular hue?
And how did you overcome? How did you overcome that and just say, "I'm going to date who I want to date, not based upon money and financial privilege"?
Right. For me, I sort of moved through like the dating world with this sort of idealistic mindset. I just always went for who I connected with. And not every, but 99.9% of the relationships that I've been in, I don't regret. And I was in love, and I thought they were going to last forever. I am sort of that quintessential hopeless romantic in that way. And that's really my advice to, and I get that question a lot, especially Black women who are asking about dating outside their race, is, you know, how did you adjust to dating a white guy? And it wasn't an adjustment. I didn't give a fuck what people thought. I didn't care that people were looking. I didn't even really notice people looking. I knew how I felt about that person, that being Chris. And it didn't bother me. I didn't let it rattle me that people would have a thought about it, because I knew the connection that we had. And I went into the relationship knowing that I wanted to build something special with him and he with me. Mm-hmm. And that's what mattered. And that's what counted. And all the other stuff should fall to the wayside. If you're concerned so much about what the outside world will think about your relationship, you shouldn't be in that relationship.
Oh, that's good.
And he was
that's
Black beautiful. Where it counted.
Yes.
Let me stop.
Yes.
I had to throw that in there. I'm sorry.
The whole time she's talking, I'm like, yeah, but it's brown. Yeah, but it's brown.
That's important too. You gotta have those aesthetics there.
with such a crazy, crazy season, I've loved this season. I've loved seeing you on this season.
Yeah, you fit right in.
You did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Who is your MVP of the season? So we do a segment where we talk about our MVP, and they are the person normally per episode that brings it, like whether they bring the messiness or we just like their flavor, their style. Yeah. Who would be your, and but we're doing it for the entire season this night. So who would be your MVP for season 3, Rehouses of Potomac? You could pick yourself.
I would pick myself. I would, because I honestly feel like I was dragged through the dirt and through the mud. Girl. And they really tried the hell out of me so many times.
Yeah.
And what is so funny is that I came across, in my opinion, I came off as such a punk. Like, I was letting them punk the hell out of me. And what people did not see is a lot of the spice and the flavor and the F-bombs that come out of my mouth.
Yeah. We saw some of them.
I know.
We
saw a couple. I don't know.
I was like, she a little soft. I was like, she a little soft. Wait.
I felt so soft. And
I didn't
you know,
see no softness. I thought
was
she
like, no, you were great. It was fine. You were almost too spicy. but if I had to give someone MVP outside of myself, of course I'd give it to Karen. Because Karen, the season opened with Karen's drama being dragged across every corner of the internet, every corner of the television. And it ended with her, you know, dealing with the death of really both of her parents in a 7-month span. And she still rose to the occasion. The fact that she came back out and sat on that couch after breaking down like that, with her head up and you know her makeup redone and her chin up, I was just blown away at her strength. So for me, getting it from every angle, from Giselle, from Robin, from Ashley and her damn forehead, it was like
Okay, real fast. Was it you? I believe it was you the last episode that you need to keep your nose and your forehead and your chin out of my business. Was it you?
It was her.
I was like, she said, Well, no, because Ashley got read twice. She got read by Karen real good, and then she got read by Candace real good. But she was invited to the wedding, though. Hopefully we see your friendship change and mature and grow, you know.
No, not Ashley. Ashley and I have, I think the funny thing is a lot of people say that they compare our relationship to a very sisterly relationship. It's that love-hate where one minute you're good, one minute you're kikiing and skipping together, and then the next minute you're cussing each other into a corner. So that's what we have. And I, you know, we're Ashley and I are great. We're fine.
That's
I'll stay in her place, and she knows it.
Oh, okay.
Period.
Candace, oh my gosh, thank you so, so much for joining us. Literally, you are too cute and hilarious. Oh my gosh. So you have to come back. You're coming back, right? Next season when you come. Okay, yeah, perfect.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Come back and join us on AfterBuzz.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. And thank you for being a positive role model for brown men and women. You truly provide like that sense of hope on television. Thank you so much for that.
Sure. Demonstrating that black excellence.
Yes.
Where can we find you, Candace?
You can find me on Insta at Candy Gal, CANDEEGAL09, on Twitter at Candy Gal, so no 09. And on Facebook, I'm Miss Dillard. I need to change that to Mrs. Bassett, but I'm Miss Dillard on Facebook right now. And you can also follow us on our Prima Hair Collection page at Prima Hair Collection. Or at PrimaHairCollection.com. And I'm also launching my website at CandaceDillard.com.
Oh, my gosh. You got everything popping. Go ahead, Candace. Thank you.
And Chateau Salon Suite. ChateauSalonSuites.com as well.
Anything else, sis?
I think that's it.
Okay. Any more businesses for us?
They coming, girl.
We're not even mad at you. Thank you so much for joining us, Candace. And we can't wait to see you next season because we know you already on it.
Bye.
See you later. Thank you.
Bye.
Tell Chris hi. Okay.
Yeah, tell Chris hey.
I'll tell him you guys said hi.
Okay.
Bye.
She is so beautiful. She is so, oh my gosh, I love me some Candace. So Candace's MVP was Karen.
Yeah.
So now is our time of the show to pick our MVP. Like I was explaining about Candace, our MVP of the entire season. So who really brought it for us? Monty, I'm gonna let you go because
you know what?
Because wait, J. Lamar looking at me. Monty, can you go
the
first?
The entire season.
Oh, hey, I forgot we have music. Who's your MVP? Who's your MVP?
My MVP is Monique. You know what it is?
Y'all, Monique be rapping too, so that's perfect.
No, and Shasha be rapping too, so they should have just been friends.
Oh.
Okay, but for the whole season, I know I say this all the time, but it's Monique. I love Monique. Monique came, she was serving. But I agree with Candace as well. This actual episode, Karen.
Yeah.
Because she did. She came right back out. She didn't, you know, she had that weak moment, but that was because her parents and all of that other stuff. And so for her to come back out strong and still serving, then for her husband to come out too, and they both serve together.
Don't mess Karen with the Hugers.
I would have to agree. Monique would be, you know, one of my top choices. But since you already said Monique, I think I will give it to Candace this particular season. Just because she came in the door. And I know I was joking around about her being soft. But, of course, that's just how they edited it.
For sure.
But you can tell that she had a lot of spunk. And she came into a very... these women are very domineering. And they take no nonsense. And they do haze. But she came into their... She came into an environment swinging. And then... Not only did she come into the environment with her own issues, but then she had the family issues. She had Chris's family issues. She had her own issues with her mother, and she put that on a platform. And if you
look, she miscarried.
And
this season. Oh, no, sorry. I thought you said Monique.
Oh, no. I was like, Candace. Yo,
I'm talking about babies. I just said two things wrong. Y'all, you pregnant, don't come by me.
I'm about to fall out. But it was just good to see her also be an overcomer this year. Mm-hmm. You know, with family issues, when you're in a relationship with somebody and their family has issues, like with his children, that's a very hard thing to do because then you question, like, dang, can I deal with this for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And she found a way to deal with that and also deal with her mother and still just overcome the season. So
with a positive attitude.
Yeah. With a real positive attitude. So I would say she definitely gets, you know, MVP too.
Yeah, and then relationships are like, I was watching the Jada Pinkett video. It's a spiritual journey because you're learning so much about yourself, and we just seen here that was a moment of growth for her.
For
she realized, she reflected. So if I didn't pick Monique, it would be Candace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My MVP, I agree 100% with Candace. My MVP was Karen from the beginning, just because we started off, the way she started and ended, she was really like the bookends of the season. Like, I totally agree with her. Like, she started it off with her whole issues, and that's where we got into. And and then we ended it with her, and, like, I appreciate her moment. I don't want to say, like, I know you said a moment of weakness, but I think it's a moment of transparency.
Yeah.
And it was, like, we don't normally get from Karen, so it was very refreshing. And I also, I love a good read, and I love that Karen is not here for people in her business, because I'm a very private person, and I don't, I mean, although I'm not signed up on a reality TV show, but I understood why she didn't want to talk about it, especially in concerning her husband and her different issues and stuff. So now knowing all these things in the background went on in Karen's life, I'm going to pick Karen for Amy. And plus, I like Matt. I like Matt.
Yeah. If I had to do a male MVP, though, it would have to go to Ray.
Yes!
He would get the husband MVP. Reason being is because he also was an overcomer this year, because he could have completely walked away from Karen,
the show,
their family, the show
for
and
sure.
Everything. And in other housewife franchises, when people have come across money issues, you've seen it break their marriages. There was even in one particular franchise where the husband committed suicide because of the financial, on Beverly Hills Housewives.
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember that.
Because of financial situation. So it was good to see him actually step up to the plate, own his problem, and then resolve it in a timely manner so it didn't affect his wife and his children. So he definitely gets the husband MVP.
You know, that's a really good one.
Yeah. Who are you going to give the husband MVP to?
Chris.
Yeah. I'll give it to Chris, too. I'm going to pick Chris Bassett. Because he's the first. I don't know.
If Chris had a brother, I'd take him.
Yeah, no, because I'm not trying to be smart. I don't know or can recollect, maybe you guys know if you're watching, you guys remember, any interracial couple on a predominantly black franchise of Real Housewives. So I don't remember ever anybody dating anyone outside of their race on Atlanta or here. So he might be the first person to step into that realm, to be in a predominant, like, let's call it what it is. Potomac and Atlanta are the black brown housewives, the brown ones. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's the first husband who's not black.
And not intimidated.
And not acting unlike himself or anything like that. Like, he's very true to himself. So I'm excited for season four. From what she's saying, I think we're gonna see some drama with Giselle and her at the wedding.
She ain't gotta say nothing.
She didn't have to say nothing. And we know she's on season four, and I felt the vibe too. It's okay, Andy, let her keep her job though.
Yes.
So you guys, it's the last episode.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
It's not really that hard to say goodbye. No, it is. Because they're coming back. And that's what's most important. And I feel like season four will be a bang, because now season three.
And I got a feeling they'll probably come back. I'm thinking like quickly. Around Christmas.
Yes, quickly. If they've already started filming.
Yeah, they'll be back probably around Christmas.
Okay.
Well, I'm here for the drama.
I'm here for it too. All right, After Buzzers, thank you so much for watching, you guys. Seriously, this has been an amazing season. Thank you for joining us. As always, I'm Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle. You can find me in about 6 minutes on our drama channel for the last episode of Shades of Blue.
Hey, you guys, it's your boy Jay Lamar. Thank you so much for tuning in this season. We truly appreciate it. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar, and you can catch me at 9 p.m. for the crazy Basketball Wives show, y'all.
It's more drama.
I love the drama.
And hey, guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Imani Ajak. And as always, you can find me on Monty J TV, covering everything pop culture and news.
And her life lit.
His life is lit.
Yeah. Right.
I was just out of backyard.
Everybody living their best life. Yes. All right, you guys, until next time.
See you later.
Bye.
See y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.